today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Salam. Welcome. This is another episode with a new topic that is greed in Islamic point of view. Today, Friday, is the 29th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of day 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 12th of January 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And the blessed salam to this verse of chapter Tawbah, Verse 34 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن كثيرا من الأحبار والرهبان ليأكلون أموال الناس بالباطل ويصدون عن سبيل الله والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم.
O you who have believed, indeed many of the scholars and the monks devour the wealth of people unjustly and avert them from the way of Allah. And those who hoard gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, give them tidings of a painful punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
To misuse opportunities and ranks is righteously unlawful, and the greatest danger is a financial mischief. The mammonism and the treasuring up wealth done by the rich cause of the wrath of Allah, the verse says, treasuring up gold, silver, and money, and restraining from spending them in charity is the capital sin because it has been promised punishment for. The emonium and the treasuring up wealth done by the rich causes the wrath of Allah. The verse says, treasuring up gold, silver, and money, and restraining from spending them in charity is a capital sin because it has been promised punishment for. In Islam, there is no limitation for having a considerable capital, but in gaining it, there are some conditions which should be observed.
Allahumma ya wasi' al-maghfira, yaghfirni, ya Rabb. Allahumma ya wasi' al-rahma. Ya ghara, ya ghara.
Remember, our topic is greed in Islamic point of view. The endeavor of the greedy creates a chain of miseries for his society, for he intends to acquire his lusts with unjust methods, including methods which may bring poverty to others. One who covets seizes the sources of wealth in order to acquire more for himself and consequently creating acute economical problems. Some people claim that wealth is a source that fulfills many desires, so they give it their greatest attention. In fact, it is the poor who have excelled in the most honorable and greatest fields in history. Writers, inventors, and scientists were mainly from poor class. Furthermore, vast wealth is destructive to many people. For example, when youth inherit large sums of money, they generally disregard all avenues of education and knowledge, drowning themselves in sin because they feel no need for work or development.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about greed and its consequences from an Islamic point of view. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "It is best to submit and adhere to satisfaction and piety, and to relieve oneself from covetousness and greed. For greed and covetousness are present poverty, and submission and satisfaction are apparent wealth." Greediness is surely an evil desire which leads man to humiliation and sin. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Greed is a motive for evil." He also said, "The fruit of covetousness is complaining about shortcomings." So stealing stems from greed. Thieves steal that which they do not own because they covet it. He who steals a pair of socks from a merchant or a bicycle entrusted to him, only does so because of the influence of covetousness to possess things. Thus, the thief's motive for stealing is covetousness. Now, we conclude that greed, this dangerous spiritual disorder, can be treated by believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day. Satisfaction can only be achieved by strengthening one's spirituality and developing moral excellence. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Now, in this part of today's special, recognizing whether you are greedy. A lot of people have the tendency to be greedy, but it's important to recognize when your greed is getting out of hand. The first step in this process is to identify your own triggers. You may have a strong desire for more money, but that doesn't mean you have to take advantage of others, even though they may be willing to give it to you. Be aware of your triggers and do not let them control you. If someone asks for something from you that's not necessary or beneficial, don't give it to them just because they ask for it. Instead, ask yourself if there is another way that can benefit both of you at a large time.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense.
guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. A world that often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
A big question, how to avoid greed. One way can be practicing being satisfied with what you have. One of the most important principles for overcoming greed is to practice being satisfied with what you have. Don't be greedy and try to get more than what you need or compare yourself to others who have more than you do. If someone is successful in their career, don't envy them for it. Instead, take pride in your accomplishments and the accomplishments of others around you, if any. Don't envy the success of others. Instead, be happy for them. One way is to practice gratitude. When we focus on all the things we're thankful for, it becomes much harder to be greedy. We realize that there is more to life than material possessions and that happiness does not come from owning things.
So, money in itself is not easy. I'm sorry, is not evil. You know what is evil, what is bad? The love of money. You see, we have to make a very fine distinction. Love of money versus money itself. Money, we said, it could be very good. It helps Islam, helps the cause of God, the cause of Islam. The love of money is bad. When you treat money as an end, when you want money just because it feels good to be rich and wealthy, this is what's bad. When you're obsessively attached to money and you love money more than anything, this is dangerous. Because now, when you start loving money, this creates an opening, a weak spot for the shaitan to come and exploit you. When you start loving money, brothers and sisters, the shaitan will exploit that love against you. How? Al-Imam al-Sadiq tells us how. Al-Imam al-Sadiq says in one hadith that the shaitan, he exploits our greed and love of money in three ways. Listen carefully, this applies to every single one of us, brothers and sisters. He uses money to misguide us in three ways. Number one, he leads us, he convinces us to make money through haram channels, illegal channels, immoral channels. When you love money, you will want to make it any way possible. Whether it's moral, immoral, ethical, unethical, even sometimes, even if it's at the cost of other people, even if it's at the cost of hurting other people, and sometimes even destroying their lives. So the shaitan, what does he do? Because he knows we love money, he comes and he tries to push you to make money through haram ways, even if it means ruining other people's lives.
All, of course, for this episode of today's special, which we start under the title of greed in Islamic point of view. Inshallah, we continue to know about this topic more and more. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
We turn to you day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to you in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn to your endless favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to you in sheer delight, for truth never strong to fight. Allah, the Almighty, Allah.